This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program on this fine Friday is brought to you by Credit Karma. Pink is coming. We have tickets to see her Beautiful Trauma World Tour at Oracle Arena on May 18th, 2018. There is a second show on May 19th, so you can get tickets for that. But you can win a pair right now, all day long, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call number 97 right now. They're all yours. 800-400-3697. Call now. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
I have a pile of texts from all of our nice people. And this is the part of the show where we read what you have to say.
Get a little caught up.
By the way, the number you can text is 800-400-3697.
Same number you call for the contest.
650 has texted in more tips. Call your utilities and cancel service. If you have a landline, the phone company can forward your calls to your cell phone.
Oh.
And get a P.O. box and forward your mail.
Yeah, they say mail is a huge problem because now they're like, well, we've got all this mail for all these houses and they're having to bring it just to, I don't even know how you would get it. How do they even sort it?
I posted a video. There was, I don't have the description, but there was a mailman delivering mail to burnt out homes.
Oh.
Because apparently the people were asking the mail carrier to please still put my mail there so I can pick it up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And some of them had mailboxes and some of them didn't.
Right.
Under a rock on the driveway.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Well,
just one of the million things you don't even think about. Like, oh yeah, what happens to my mail?
Get a P.O. box and forward your mail. I speak from experience. A truck hit our house and we were displaced for 15 months while it was rebuilt.
Wow. Holy cow.
415 says, whoever was whining about his bad luck in the elevator this morning should turn on the TV and repent. How sad it must be to have such an egocentric idiot for a coworker.
I can't.
Show
what?
Some respect.
Dummy.
It's not sad at all. I love that guy. I was expecting some actual bad thing had happened to you with, you know, the,
by the
bad luck. I was glad to hear it was nothing bad.
It was funny because those of us that are in this building, when you hit the up and you go down, everyone's, oh my god.
Yeah, it does suck.
It's just a joke.
I'm with you, man. That would have ruined my day too.
Sarah, give Marilyn Monroe some credit. She was actually an amazing actress. It takes a lot of smarts to act that dumb.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't believe it. I just won't. I think we're just all trying to make ourselves feel better about her getting murdered by the Kennedys.
650 says, loved Human segment on the North Bay fires. A little constructive criticism, though. He seemed a little too upbeat in the interview and comes off disingenuous.
Oh.
I thought he sounded very human.
Does Sarah have a new do? Her hair is looking super cute, says 415.
My Ramona the Brat cut. Yeah, it's not my favorite cut I've ever gotten.
480 has texted us. Yeah, and Kim Kardashian has an IQ of 170,
right. Too. Of course she does. Because she makes great business decisions, too. Thank you, Minions, for having my back.
My cousin was born on 06-06-06 at 6:06. Weighed 6 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh, 13.
I called it a big neon sign for my uncle to stop having babies. He was 52 at the time.
Oh. How old was the mother?
I don't have that information. The texter has left us hanging. Sorry.
That's quite a date and time to be born. And wait.
The AQI was 191 in San Jose two nights ago. Yeah, you know, it's weird. The air quality down south is so bad, but I keep thinking, because that's where I live, I keep thinking, well, it's got to be three times that up north.
I just don't think it's as bad, because it's such a pocket down there. Like, it's just a ring of mountains, and it's all backing up right there.
It's dropping into the valley where I live for sure, but I haven't thought, I just assumed it's way worse elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great anywhere, but right. I do think that San Jose and the peninsula are getting more than their fair share.
Well, we, as a show, ordered a bunch of those masks, the N95s, and those will be sent up on Monday.
Right. And actually, a lot of people have called in with, they're offering to add to our collection of them.
I'm picking some up today at the Redwood Shores Bay Club from Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob!
I think he has like 160 of them.
All right, Bob.
And then someone else just texted this very moment, so I'm texting them back right now. They live in San Carlos, and they said they have the right masks. So I'm asking if they'll meet me at the Redwood Shores Bay Club today.
Thank you for the shout out for NorCal fires. Petaluma truly appreciates the radio time. If you can plug, Salon Centrics is gathering donations for those in need. Santa Rosa and SF Manager. Yeah, there's a lot of people stepping up.
But please do your best to call ahead and know what's needed. I guess a lot of places are looking for very specific things. And also, if you want to volunteer, go to a volunteer registration site. We have links to that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and also at RadioAlice.com. Those are good places to start looking, because a lot of times they don't want people just showing up. They, A, don't want the traffic, and B, don't know what to do with you when you get there. And but they have specific roles for volunteers, and if you can't help today, put yourself on the list, and maybe they'll call you tomorrow or at some point in the future.
I think we need to donate Secret Show tickets to this poor, underprivileged young lady who says she would like to go to our Secret Show podcast. Poor girl. She can only afford half an outfit there.
Yeah.
That is too bad.
Is that the one with the costume?
She is smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
I can't stop looking at her.
I know.
I was like, trying to tell you.
That's a nice belly.
Yeah.
Text us on Monday, nice lady.
Yeah. No, don't give it to her just because she's hot. Make her win them. Make everybody win them.
Make her earn it.
It's not fair.
She's earning it. She did her little costume.
Fair to
she's
hand
poor,
it out to her.
Sarah.
She's poor.
You see all the jeweling that's happening on that outfit there? Stop.
Come on,
it.
I'm trying to find who I'm going to date over here.
I'm on. Hey, everyone, go to the Alice 973 Instagram. We did a story, and they've added a new feature on the story where you can do a poll within a story. You can take a poll, yes or no poll.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And we had Yuzette do a dab. You know what a dab is?
This thing?
Yeah. And the poll asks, is Yuzette a dab expert?
Oh. No.
Did they say no?
Well, we'll get the.
So
I'll get
the person.
Wait, are we talking
story?
About a dab that you smoke?
No. Just the Cameron. What's the guy's name?
The guy from
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Is that a dab or a dap?
That's a dab.
I thought that was a dab.
What's a dat?
A dap with a P.
Oh no, that's not a dab.
It's a dab.
Yeah,
I thought
it's a dab.
Dab was one of those things you smoke.
Me too. When he said that to me the other day, I go weed. What?
Oh, I see it. Okay, so is she? I'm going to say yes.
All right, so you just click on yes.
56%
yes.
Oh.
44% say no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, those are cute. Let's do more of those. That's fun.
All right, yeah. So I'm just...
So do those go away?
Yes.
Everything goes away. Since
I looked up DAP, and it's the guy doing the thing. You guys may have...
I don't know.
Is it DAP?
Yes.
I've never heard DAP. I've heard DAB. But, I mean, maybe it's both. So I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's with a B.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Are you?
I just looked it up. It says, give and dap.
Oh, no.
All right.
Believe the fast fact, Vinny.
I know you said it a million times, but I have a connection at 3M. What kind of masks are needed? The
N95. Or N100, apparently, is another one that works. They have like a little plastic chunk right on the front, and they are apparently at a level of filtration that's necessary. I see a lot of people in just the hospital mask type things, and I guess that, I'm sure it helps, but to really filter it out, you need that little device.
408 says, you need to listen to Vacation off the new Dirty Heads album. Guaranteed to get stuck in your head all weekend long.
Oh, did you pull that one? We ran out of time in the music segment, so we only... Here we go.
A.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
A. Well, he's working right now. There it is. A.
I agree with Sarah. His voice sucks, says 510.
Oh, Billy Corgan?
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
Mm-hmm. I like him. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I've seen him live, too.
And today is the greatest.
You don't need to do that.
Damn, ever known.
They rock hard live.
Nah, he's a little bit of a bitch live. When we saw him, it was after they had
about... You didn't see him. You don't even go to shows.
I went. It was like 1994.
Oh, Paul.
Or five. And they played the five radio hits first. And they said, all right, everyone, you can leave now if these are the only songs. I'm like, all right, see you later. Those are the songs I wanted to see. Bye, bitch. Follow.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, bye. Follow. Follow. It's like, fine, you bitch. God.
408.
See you later.
I heart you guys.
Oh, I heart you back.
Pink is wonderful, says 925.
Mm. I know, I love her voice so much.
I won tickets, yay! And Hooman was just delightful. See you at the party, radio fam.
Oh my God, one that complimented me?
From Kitty Hot Pants.
Oh, here's another one, 415. Oh, Kitty Hot Pants.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I could understand Hooman today. He spoke slowly. I was caller 79 and 87.
Oh, Hooman.
Good job, Hooman!
Ooh.
He's stepping his game up.
Oh. 408. I think this is the girl with the outfit on. I'm ready to watch Yuzi take a dab of weed. Also, I'd love a live secret show. Meme girl. Oh, no, that's that Linda girl, isn't it? Who does all those memes about our show.
Oh, so is it? Great.
Isn't that her name?
Oh, I guess. If she's saying meme girl,
yeah. Meme girl.
What'd you say her name was? Lindsay?
I thought her name was Linda.
Yeah,
but,
I think it is Lindsay.
Oh, it's Lindsay, okay. Bay Area or something like that.
Yeah.
Nice job, you.
Yeah, I won't be doing any dabs of that kind.
207 says, loyal California listener from Peabody, Mass.
Peabody.
Peabody, Mass. Love how everyone mispronounced every Massachusetts town. Made me laugh out loud.
I even did it. I called it Haverhill instead of Haverhill.
Oh my God, I never realized how much Sarah said wicked until I moved from Boston for school. I still listen to you guys every day and miss hearing you guys in the morning commute.
You can still hear us, radio.com. Get the app. All the podcasts are on there. All the everything.
You think the wedding photographer took photos of the nudie people?
Oh, let's hope so. You want something crazy to happen at your wedding. I don't think it's a bad thing that those nudies...
Do you?
You do. Because, listen, after the fact, if your wedding goes off without a hitch, what is there to talk about? Yeah, it was a great wedding. What you want is for, you know, someone to fall into the cake, Uncle John to get wasted at the bar and get it shut down. You know, you want some of you naked people on the beach. So, remember at your wedding? Yep, I remember. That's what you want.
All right. I was born in Haverhill, and Sarah's second pronunciation was right.
Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Haverhill. I was reading something. I was listening to a book, and they were saying Haverhill. Like something happened in Haverhill. I was like, I think that's wrong.
Well,
it was called it Haverhill. But then I thought, well, what do I know? You know, some dumb kid from the South Shore.
Most of the country checks in with Boston on pronunciation all the time.
Yes.
I mean, that's
true.
What we do.
Right. Worcester, Gloucester.
Let's check with Boston and
right.
See how they do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because whatever they do, that's how bear, you know, Haas, Monin Show, Good Eater.
Grab the red phone, call Boston. Let's check the pronunciation on that.
I was thinking about cursed. I actually think that after a U sound, I think you're going to say the R. I don't think you'd say cursed. Cursed. I think you'd say cursed. Because remember we were saying they're cursed up there?
408 says, Whoa, Bryn just gave Vin a nowadays burn.
Oh, a nowadays? Yeah, the kids in the nowadays?
He did a nowadays on us. You
Whoa,
know, that's okay.
Guy, nowadays. What
that's
was
all
it
right.
about?
It was about the weed prices.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Nowadays.
It's a little more expensive. It's a little more money.
It's actually cheaper now. That's all I'm saying.
Nowadays. That's the girl that's neighbor right. of mine with the nowadays.
Well, Vinny, nowadays.
Us kids get to have co-ed overnights. And I'm looking at her like,
not my kid.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
The guy who wanted to be at the co-ed overnights, yeah. but wasn't.
I was just sitting there like, you know, you may be snowing your parents, but this is not working on me. Save your breath,
nowadays,
sister.
Nowadays.
Nonsense.
We kids know how to behave ourselves.
Right.
So nowadays, our parents let us.
Prices have gone back down to Vinny levels, about $10 a gram, says 925.
Woo! Although you can pay more. John goes into this place. He has a pot card, everybody. Can't sleep at night. Gets headaches. He's total legit reasons
Good one.
For it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, something. Anxiety.
Can't sleep at night and
you know,
gets
I
headaches.
I don't know what it is. Well, actually, I get the headaches, but, you know, I'm sure he has real reasons. But anyway, so we go into the dispensary. By the way, I don't have a pot card, so I'm not allowed in there. But he, you know.
What dispensary do you like?
Harvest on someplace near where Bryn used to live.
Shit. Oh, you come into the city?
Yeah.
They don't have them right there in Mill Valley?
On Geary?
It is on Geary. It's on Geary.
How do you know about a Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn.
11th or 12th, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
How do you know about that Bryn?
So anyway, he goes in there and he's like, he goes, boy, you could really spend some money in there. And they got some good salespeople.
Oh.
You tell them what you're looking for. Like, I'm looking for some energy and creativity, or I'm looking for sleep and
I'm looking for time travel, bro. I just want to disappear for like 6 hours.
Well,
what do you got?
You're going to have to come into the back room. It's going to be pricey, bro, but I can help you out.
And I don't want to know my own name for 6 hours. What do you got?
He puts a bottle of whiskey down.
I got just what you need.
So when you go into the dispensaries, they check your,
they check
card,
your card
immediately?
Yeah. I said, well, I'm with him, and he's got to, I'm not going to buy anything. Yeah. They said, I'm sorry, you cannot come in.
Oh.
But as of January 18th, is that the date? You will be able to, it's, you know, I guess if you're over 21.
Mm-hmm.
But you can smell the weed standing on the street.
Oh, good for you. It's nice.
So I stood on the street and smelled
right.
the weed.
Oh, yeah. Turn this up.
Peter, I'm sorry it didn't happen in your lifetime.
I love this so much.
Ew. That's nice.
Just reminds me of being in college in San Diego with the sun shining and the doobie weed all over the place. Partying with friends, surfing it up. Life was good.
Yeah. There's nothing like beach weed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, that is slightly
enough
better.
Enough of that already.
When are you going to let up on the naked men?
Hold on. He's got to get himself.
I don't have any.
He liked that just as much as we did. He threw his head back and laughed.
Why I got to always bring that up? All the time.
For the people who bought tickets for the show. No, it's not canceled.
It's going to be so weird when weed is legal.
Oh.
Like recreationally.
Well,
it's just, it's,
sure.
it's going to be such a strange change. Because I have such attitudes about it just because it's been illegal my whole life. I mean, I think we all do. It's going to be weird for someone to be smoking that. Or, I don't know. It just seems so strange.
All right. Oh, well, they're not going to be able to, just like booze, you can't just drink it anywhere. There's not going to be, you know, you'll get an open container in certain places. I don't think they can just smoke it anywhere.
Well, those vape pens, you can be smoking it anywhere and there's almost no smell.
And I don't think, you know, just because it's legal doesn't mean you can go rip doobies down in the you know, the where all the cigarette smokers smoke out here in the exit of the...
Probably
parking
not.
Lot. I don't think you can just get all high and then walk back into work and be like, what, bro?
What? It's legal. Yeah. Hey, I wonder if, you know how they make you leave a bar when you go to smoke? I wonder if there'll be, didn't we hear there's going to be pot bars? So I assume
there already
people
are.
Can smoke in there?
Yeah.
You can smoke in the building.
I think, yeah. I think that's what
But if you
for.
Want a cigarette, you still have a
car. I
think
we talked about one here in the city in particular.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they have a courtyard
a
out back or something.
Yeah, that's what it
the
was.
The one you looked up was, I can't remember the name of it, but
yeah, it's here
it's
in the
a
city.
beautiful.
It was like Urban Farm.
Yeah. FHPH.
Oh, yeah. Like a pharmacy.
Right. Oh. 415 says, I'm gay and I appreciate a straight bromance more than my gay bromances.
Aww. That's sweet.
Why isn't Sarah's new do on Instagram?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
I just don't like it.
Get it up there.
No.
Get it up there.
I'm not doing it.
Listen, it's important for the people.
Yeah.
Are you doing that to the people?
I'm doing it to my stupid haircut.
650, awesome secret show yesterday. Rudy is a great addition. Hey, Rudy. Winky, winky. Sorry, Yuzi.
Yeah. There was a...
should say sorry to Hooman.
Yeah.
It's
his new bromance.
I love Rudy in a different way.
Rudy was... What kind of way?
A non-sexual way.
Oh.
I don't know, though. When we asked you if Johnny V wasn't in the picture, you went, oh, huh. And then you sat back and smiled, and we went, you're thinking about doing him right now. What do you mean, only one kind of way?
Yesterday's secret show was epic. It was yeah.
It was fun.
It was a really fun hilarious one. So if you haven't listened for a while, or you listen all the time and you haven't gotten to it, it's just... It's really funny. He's going to join us at our live secret show.
Yeah.
So he'll be part of the panel, and he's actually going to do a little stand-up.
Tonight, he's at the Page Social Club
right
in San Francisco Street on Page Street.
Tommy T's. Where is Tommy T's?
The one he's going to be at is Pleasanton, okay. Saturday and Sunday.
And then he's off to Reno for some comedy festival there.
With Frankie Quinones.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cholo fit, everyone.
Dude, we were watching that video yesterday.
Oh, my God,
that is so funny.
I hope he comes in November.
Who?
This guy. We'll watch the video sometime next week. He does videos called Cholo Fit. And so he's
like a badass like Mexican exercise dude. But it's right. It's all these different ways of getting exercise.
But it's hilarious.
It's really funny.
The division between the sexes is growing, thank you, third wave feminism, so it's not surprising kids are not coupling up as much these days. Okay.
Is that kind of from yesterday? Talked about that?
Air quality is stifling here in Oakland.
It's really bad.
510 says, never trust a lady with a lot of guy friends. Why? Does that mean she's boning all her friends? What are you saying?
I don't think I have a lot of guy friends.
Me too.
I'm not boning any of them. They'd all like to, though, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's just dudes.
Yeah, they'll do anything.
Right.
Well,
dudes will. Don't worry, Sarah. Guys will. Anybody.
That's not true, Sarah. You can unhinge your jaw. I think most guys are like, I wonder what that would feel like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask John about it.
I don't want to. It seems like a weird conversation to have.
So tell me more about Sarah's special talent.
I hardly ever get to see the guy, and then I'm going to ask him that. Yeah. Come on. Actually, the truth is that crack sound it makes me throw my headphones off.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would even be able to.
Yeah.
Be like, oh!
I think you'd be able to, Vinny.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Vinny, when are you going to drop the hope that Riley's going to be a football fan? Right now. It's dropped. It's never. I get it. The boy doesn't like it.
He watched a little football with us the last Sunday, which was actually sort of interesting. Like, neither one. We just had the red zone on. And he was in there and asking questions. And I was thinking, oh, my God, is he taking an interest in this? And John even rewound it like, why did they throw a flag there? What happened? So John backed it up. He goes, well, the guy's holding here. And this is, oh, so that's, he can't. John's explaining the whole thing.
Aww.
And it was really cute. I was like, oh, it's John's dream come true.
John is just.
Now, if they just grab a football and go out back and throw it around, be everything John ever hoped for.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to push too hard.
Nope. I tried to just be totally quiet.
I'll just keep kissing for 5 more minutes. Maybe then it'll be safe to try for the boob again. Right?
I guess so. All right, we are pretty much out of time here. Let's take a quick break. Yeah, it's 9:31. Okay, go ahead and do a couple more. I really don't care.
510 says best secret show ever.
Oh, yesterday.
Can we keep Rudy, please?
Yeah, Rudy's pretty fun.
He's good.
Yeah.
People love your hairdo. Lots of them.
Oh, that's very sweet. You should see without the headphones on. So that's cute.
Oh, it looks great.
Oh, stop it.
What's wrong with you?
It's like a helmet.
Oh, my goodness.
It's terrible.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Don't forget, you can stop by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page or RadioAlice.com if you need info about how to help out with the fires that are still totally burning at this point. Also, cancellations. A lot of stuff is getting canceled and postponed. So keep an eye on all of that stuff, too. And actually, Vinny had a good list of things, like the six things you should do if your home was destroyed. They had some, I thought, really good pointers.
Yeah, I mean, none of us go through this on a regular basis of, in any way, shape, or form, thank goodness. So no one's an expert on how to handle things, and you just, there are some ways to make it easier on yourself for recovery.
And if you want to volunteer now or in the future, all kinds of sign-up sheets. It's, you know, as I woke up in my house this morning, I really did give thanks for that. And my heart goes out to everybody who's lost so much. And just like, let's all try to really appreciate what we do have going on.
And we should mention, too, that, you know, there are a lot of places getting red
warnings.
Call it red flag warnings. So, and where one of them is where I live. So none of us are immune to this.
No.
It doesn't mean that you're off the hook just because it didn't happen this particular time.
Honestly, to see those neighborhoods in Santa Rosa particularly and know that those are just, they're like any other neighborhood in California, like it just really gives you pause. Like it could happen anywhere and you need to be as prepared as possible. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to talk to your family and get a plan in place and get yourself prepared just in case. There are places that are specifically like you're up next. If we need to evacuate, you're up next.
Oh, I thought you were saying Europe. I'm like,
oh,
Europe.
No. No, Europe. I mean, I'm sure they have their own problems.
And there's
over there.
Things you can do to get ready, right? Get your POC card laminated. That'll keep it safe.
I mean, you're going to want that,
You want an EMBA getting on your POC card.
That's true, Vinny. You might need that more than ever.
Right.
In these difficult times. Have a great weekend. Yuzi, what a great job you did producing all week.
Oh, Yuzi.
Fantastic. Remember that we have a live Halloween secret show coming up on Halloween itself with a big costume contest. We did a few pairs of tickets today, and starting Monday, it's a blowout, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're doing it at Club Fugazi, which is where Beach Blanket Babylon happens. So it should be a great venue for that. I'm very excited to go in there and see it. Have a super safe, great weekend. Vinny, good luck with your move. No, it's gonna be great. And you'll wake up Monday morning in your new place. It's going to be great.
I hope you're right.
Yes. See you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.